From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that in 2022, deaths from opioids in Greene County were up 58% since 2019, but in 2021, deaths were up 143% since 2019. There were 11 deaths in 2022 and 21 opioid-related deaths in 2021. Columbia Green Addiction Coalition estimates that Greene County's crude rate of overdose of 25.5% per 100,000 people is almost double the average of most upstate New York counties. Carl Quinn, the director of Greener Pathways' mobile outreach group that works to lower the death count, said, and I quote, "Fentanyl is contributing to almost every overdose," end quote. Veronica Silvas, an epidemiologist with the CDC Foundation, says, and I quote, "Heroin has largely been replaced by fentanyl. The drugs available are straight fentanyl. Fentanyl is in every different substance. If someone thinks they're using cocaine or pills, it's fentanyl," end quote. The closest rehabilitation centers are in Albany, Kingston, or Rhinebeck. Locally, Twin County Recovery Services, Greene County Family Planning, and Youth Clubhouse in Catskill all distribute fentanyl test strips. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that there are two more candidates for Columbia County Judge. Brian J. Herman of Copec and Mark S. Porton of Chatham announced their attempts to become judges. Jonathan Nichols and Richard Kowiek are retiring as Columbia County judges, leaving two openings. Previously, Columbia County Social Services Commissioner Bob Gibson on January 11th announced his candidacy for Columbia County judge, and Hudson attorney Michael C. Howard recently announced his run to become a Columbia County judge. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. John Camara at Spectrum News reports that more Hudson Valley towns are regulating short-term house rentals to help the affordable housing crisis. In Saugerties, a new law gives its building department a list of rentals to ensure they're up to safety guidelines. In New Platts, a new law would create a list of short-term rentals in the village and also ban property owners that do not live in the village from renting out the space. Saugerties Town Supervisor Fred Costello said, and I quote, "Emergencies at short-term rentals throughout the town where proper responsible ownership or ownership representation was out of reach in the responding community. So it's important that we had a go-to person if the property was owned remotely," end quote. Read more about this story at Spectrum News Reports. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Hudson restaurant Lil Deb's Oasis is moving three doors down Columbia Street to a former auto body shop. Owner Halo Perez Gallardo is moving to a larger space to include room for musical performances, art shows, and in-house catering events. Perez Gallardo said, and I quote, "How can we stretch what we're doing, give the project new life, keep the intimacy for the old team that we have, and also give everyone the chance to do more," end quote. The new restaurant space will seat 45, similar to the 7-year-old business's current space, but will also have outdoor seating for warmer months. And Lil Deb's Oasis plans to continue their mutual aid efforts. All menu items there are priced at a whole dollar amount plus 69 cents, with the charge donated to the local nonprofit youth organizations, such as the Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood, Kite's Nest, and the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. The restaurant, which has been nominated for 7 James Beard Awards since 2019, is currently before the Hudson Planning Board with its plan to move and expand. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.